Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30, right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I talk to some of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Sibley Fire Chief Ken Hulls, and we will talk to him right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
No debt or low debt after graduation? Sound good? Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. Average tuition cost at NCC is about $6,000 versus $30,000 a year at a private college or university. You do the math. It's kind of a no-brainer. And NCC offers $250,000 in scholarship money every year. Don't forget about the Future Ready Iowa program and the opportunity for free college tuition. Yes, I said free. Online or on campus. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk of the Town on this Monday. Joining me in studio is Sibley Fire Chief Ken Hulls. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Tom. Appreciate you having me.
And, of course, we thought it might be kind of timely with Thanksgiving this week to have you come in, and we will talk about turkey fryers because they are, they're inherently dangerous, but a lot of people have problems with them every year.
Yeah, and it's the fires that you never think will happen to you. But the problem you have is that if you leave them unattended, you're not following the directions, the location that they're in is where we get paged out. And I've had fires resulting from turkey fryers and just trying to keep it so we can stay home for calls.
Yeah, well, and just a few of the reasons that there are turkey fires. First of all, you mentioned location. Don't put it in the garage. That's the first thing.
Yep.
Don't put it on the deck. Put it out in the middle of the driveway, away from the house, away from the buildings, away from what might be dry grass, and use it out there. But there are other safety tips as well.
Well, first of all, yeah, you want to do it outside. And it's always warmer and not so much wind in a garage. Well, we get that. But the problem is that's where you can end up having the issues.
Yeah, it'll get really warm in the garage if something goes wrong.
Yeah, and that's when we get involved. But obviously, like you just said, you do want to have a concrete service. Deck fires, usually, obviously, they're made out of wood. In some cases now, these composite-type surfaces, they melt.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what do? They cover it up with a tarp, which is flammable. And, of course, now actually placing the turkey in the actual fryer, as we were discussing earlier, what you probably should do is, based on the size of your turkey, and I'm not telling you how to cook, but they're saying is that once the fryer is empty, fill it with water. And then depending on the size of your turkey, place it in the water, thawed, 100% thawed, of course. And then that'll tell you what level you should be at as far as your grease. Everybody actually kind of just goes by the instructions, say fill it this high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they overfill it. And of course, now if you have a turkey that's I would say it's semi not thawed.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you have the reaction with the grease. it actually makes it splatter. Splatter goes onto the open flame, and then you have an issue again.
Right. So, and not to mention that there are dangers of, even if you don't start a fire, the cook can get severely burned.
Yes. They're actually selling you to wear safety goggles, some type of an apron of some sort. Anything to protect yourself from splatters. Long sleeve shirts are good, even a sweatshirt. But basically protecting yourself from the grease, because grease is hot. One thing they also say, and a lot of people don't think about this, go to Walmart, go to Baumgart's, TSC, or even go on Amazon. I know it's kind of short notice now for it, but get an ABC fire extinguisher. And what is an ABC extinguisher? A stands for basically normal combustible fires, garbage cans. And it, usually if you look at an extinguisher, it'll tell you the dummy look. It'll show you a garbage can, anything, plastics, wood, paper. B fires, we call it for low home use, grease fires. It's a flammable liquid type fire. And of course, C fires are energized electric equipment, your microwaves, your stoves, your dryers, washers, and dryers. Have one of those available, and you don't take much. You can get a little small 5-pounder probably for $25-$30. You can actually go through Hyman Fire Equipment if you really wanted to get one that's refillable. Hopefully you don't have to use it again.
Hopefully you don't have to use it the first time.
Exactly. But you want to keep those nearby. Don't think, well, I got my garden hose out or a bucket of water, because grease and water do not mix, and you just made a mess if you did have an actual fire. So,
and you made the fire bigger.
Exactly. A small box of baking soda won't do the trick in this situation either. But something powder form, a lid, yeah, we could get those covered up easily. But if you got an open flame underneath, a lid is not going to stop the fire. The, the grease is actually going to contribute to the cause and make it worse.
Yeah. So basically, use common sense.
90% of firefighting skills are common sense.
Well, there's that, yeah.
But prevention is the same thing.
Yeah. So don't cook in the garage. Don't cook on the deck. Cook in, on a level concrete surface. Level there is the second part of that keyword. And just don't get in a hurry.
No. Don't ever leave it unattended.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, a lot of people have grandkids like myself. If you have grandkids running around, keep them away. They're recommending 10-foot distance from everything, from flammable surfaces and materials to keeping your kids away from it, because they want to look over it and watch what happens. It's something they've probably never seen before. But that's how kids get burned.
And at your house, they ain't going to see it now either.
No. No, that's the catch. But I don't even actually have a turkey fryer. I'm always the old oven deal.
And, you know, deep fried turkeys, they're delicious.
Oh, God.
Absolutely fantastic. And they cook fairly quickly.
Yep.
But there is a serious element of danger that goes with that as well.
Yeah. And the only thing is, you can read the instructions, especially if you've never done it before. You definitely need it. Don't say, hey, this is what my neighbor tells me to do, or my best friend says he does it all the time. Still, read up on the instructions. They put there for a reason. But my goal, and I'm speaking probably from all fire chiefs in this whole Northwest Iowa, and everybody can back me up on this as far as fire goes, we don't want to get paged out for something like this.
No.
And it's all generally it's negligence. Mm-hmm. It's basically unintended. They went too fast. They didn't take the precautions of what we just stated before. And that's what catches fires. The last fire we had was a deck fire. It was because of unattendance and too much grease.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. It don't take much at all. So just all I can say is be careful, and I want to stay home for Thanksgiving and eat with my family.
I'm sure Lisa would like that too.
Oh, God, yes.
Especially, you know, you have an open flame there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's already an open flame. It doesn't take much additional fuel to cause a conflagration. That's my word for today.
Well, I like that word. But, yeah, it's when that pager goes off and you're in the middle of your nice Thanksgiving meal, it sucks. But that's our job.
Yep.
And all I'm trying to do is tell everybody, I don't want to see anybody's house, especially this time of year, getting hurt, getting damaged, because you can get, I mean, a little small fire can actually displace a family for a few days.
Yeah.
And in this type of year, this time of year, we just had an actual structure fire, a house fire about a week and a half ago. And they were displaced, even though it was contained, but it's still not this time of year. And
no.
It's just precaution. That's all we're looking at is precaution.
And even worse than being displaced is if you or somebody you love gets hurt because of the turkey fryer.
Exactly. And it's something that you'd never think is going to happen to us. And that's where it comes down to always assume the worst case scenario.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about other holiday fire hazards.
Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes, and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all new drive up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. We're with Sibley Fire Chief Ken Halls, and we talked about turkey, deep frying turkeys, which to capsulize that, it's use caution and don't get in a hurry, basically. Use common sense.
Yes.
Let's talk about other holidays, since we're heading into the major holiday season. The turkey fires are not the only fire hazards.
No. And I'm an old-fashioned guy. I don't practice anything Christmas until Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
And otherwise, they always say now Thanksgiving's Christmas on steroids, or the pre-Christmas time of year.
Yeah.
But now, once the trees start coming out, that's our biggest issue now. And what we have for any type of fires during that time usually involve the actual live or real Christmas trees.
Right.
And a lot of people don't think nothing of it. They go out, they find a tree at a tree farm or wherever it may be, and they just get it, and they say, hey, this is cool. They set it up at all the decorations. But there's a lot of things to consider about having a live tree between an artificial tree. Artificial trees are kind of more flame retardant,
mm-hmm.
even though they do burn. But a lot of people don't understand that keeping that tree wet is the utmost important. Yeah, you usually put it in a bucket of water. Some people actually put it in a bucket of sand and say, well, that's good enough for me. And just to hold it up in place. And what I tell people to do is check the stump, see if it's wet
mm-hmm.
when you get it. That's an indicator that it's a fresh tree. Avoid any type of high glass type old style light bulbs. Get the LEDs. Usually they got Underwriter Laboratories tag on the cords. Everyone should, but those are the ones that are more safer.
And, of course, the reason is they don't get as hot.
Correct.
And they don't draw as much current.
Exactly. And it takes minimal electricity to run them. But you could have 75 lines going into a power strip, if you will, and they tend to overheat too. So you got to avoid the more the energy it takes to run those things, the more apt to things heating up and getting hot.
Well, it seems like, you know, we hear about house fires, and a unreasonable proportion of them are due to power taps or extension cords or what have you.
And of course, speaking of that structure fire we had last week, involved lithium and type of ion batteries, phone chargers. I don't want to get into a whole PSA about that either, but that little amount of energy can actually cause more heat. A lot of people plug your cell phone in, try it. I don't recommend it, but if you ever have your phone charging overnight, pick your phone up in the morning and feel how warm it is.
Mm-hmm.
You keep doing that, it's just going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Always, once the thing's charged, unplug it. Make sure it's not charged. And even now, they're saying to unplug it from the actual wall, because they don't want any energized, because these aftermarket type extension cords or charging cords are not built the greatest, even though they pass Underwriter Laboratories, but they're still not the company brand and yada, yada, yada. So just watch what's you're powering up. Exterior lights. A lot of people don't think about this. Ice melts. You have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mix. Even the exterior lights and stuff, but they're more safe today. It just keep an eye on it. And of course, now, even with a real tree, no matter what type of lighting you have on it, when you go to bed at night, unplug it.
Oh, yeah.
Or when you're gone on a trip for a couple of days, or you're going to your sons or daughters or relatives for the holiday, unplug it.
Or if you're going to work for the day.
There you go.
Unplug it.
Exactly. I like my, and usually it's for visual purposes at night when you're home.
Yeah.
But if you're not home, it's unattended. When it's unattended, that's when you have problems and it's too late. So one other thing I want to add to that too is making sure that, I'm trying to think of the words here. Keep the lights away from dry trees.
Yes.
And that even involves the LEDs. It doesn't take much. Open flame, candles. A lot of people, some people burn candles during the holidays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's called common sense. Any open flame towards a live tree is going to ignite it anyhow.
Yep.
I guess I also took some notes here. Power strips are a big thing today. And just remember, the more you plug into it, the more amps that go through it, then the more problems you could actually have. And, of course, the one thing is my grandmother used to have these, the big 2 or 3 inch tall glass Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing when I was a kid putting them out and stuff. Yep. But when you put them on a live tree, you have issues.
You're asking for trouble.
Keep pets away.
Yep.
I've had dogs go in and actually lick the water out of the bowls. You don't even realize it. But then little stuff like that is going to keep that tree moist and stuff. And when the holidays are over, which I hate after Christmas, I'm sorry. The holiday is just my favorite time of the year.
Well, it's a letdown.
It is a letdown. It's kind of a depressing sometimes. But when you get disposed of that tree, just don't throw it in a pile out in your backyard.
No.
Give it to this, let your city people pick it up. Or if not, if you guys are on a rural area, make sure you put it in a ventilated area and burn in a burn pit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you're under burn ban, don't plan on burning it.
No. Oh, you're talking a little bit ago about when you feel the bottom of the tree.
The stump.
If it's feel the stump, if it's wet. If it's not, then you need to, like, maybe cut off 3 or 4 inches off the bottom of that tree.
Bingo.
To get to the wet stump.
Exactly. And you keep it in water.
Yeah.
I know that sounds very weird, but the moisture that goes into it will circulate through that tree. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps the needles kind of moist.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, well, what's better to burn, dry leaves or green leaves? Green
exactly.
leaves, if it's green, it ain't going to burn. Exactly. They'll burn, but it's a slower process.
You got to work at it to get green leaves to burn.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to get paged out for any type of tree fires. Another thing, while I add to this, something you never give it a thought of. A lot of people will have a front door to a house.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they put it near a window near that. If that tree's on fire, can I get through that entrance?
There's a problem.
Having trees near an exit, especially in a live situation, could prevent you from escaping from that house.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't think about that. And again, I always say practice on the side of caution. Always assume the worst case scenario. Because if you start doing that, you're going to start planning your decorations easier and more safer, put it that way.
Well, and people don't think about that because they don't see the stuff that you do.
Yeah, we are the ones that get to see the after effects. We have to look at what happened. And generally it's called, what were they thinking? Or better yet, man, that sucks. And they're human. Everybody's human.
Oh, sure.
Because it's never happened to them before. Or maybe it did a long time ago, and maybe they learned their lesson. And I'm not trying to hammer people for being negligent. It's just that I'm just trying to prevent it from me to coming to your house to put out a fire.
Yep.
And like I said, an entire house fire could cause you to lose the house completely, all because of, I should have done this. And I guess I put it into, I don't want anybody to say, God, I wish I'd have done this.
Yeah. Well, and talking about unplugging the Christmas lights before you go to bed, once a tree catches fire, it's a while before you know it, but the fire can envelop that room in just a matter of seconds.
Exactly. And one thing I want to challenge everybody on the listening here, go to YouTube and look at an actual Christmas tree fire. And look how fast it'll develop. And actually, we call it, once it enters the tree, totally involved in flames, so is everything around it.
Yeah.
And the heat builds so rapidly, it spreads so fast. And it's before, you got to remember too, I'm sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I left the lights on. Or something occurred where a cat tipped a candle over and ended up, guess where it ended up. Those trees will go up in probably anywhere from 3 to 5 seconds. That's it. If you look at a clock and look at a stopwatch, that is a very, very fast time. And there's a lot of times you can't do nothing but escape.
And if you're lucky, you can escape. Because if you're asleep, the smell of smoke will not wake you up.
Nope.
It will put you deeper to sleep.
That's why we tell people, have your detector batteries changed. Make sure you test them. I recommend every day you can test them. But also,
we test them every time the wife fries chicken.
Yeah. Well, just remember that a smoke detector is not a timer. And in some cases, when I cook, you could probably consider that. But keep your bedroom door closed
tonight. I hope she's not listening this morning.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me in trouble. I didn't say that. So if Tom's wife out there just listening, I didn't say it. He did.
Lisa, he put me up to something like that.
Yeah.
Because you know they'll stick together.
Oh, God, yes. But, yeah, another thing, too, we found, even with this last structure, I like using this as a good textbook example. When you go to bed at night, shut your bedroom door.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not using that bedroom, a guest bedroom, keep the door shut. I know I said, well, the heat doesn't circulate that well. Every room generally has some type of heat source, a register. Keep your bedroom door shut. And it's been proven that fire has to go through that door before getting to the next room.
Mm-hmm.
So at night, just like I said, if that would result where you'd have a tree fire, keep your bedroom door closed. And your detector will catch up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll alert you. But by that time, you know, if you take every precaution, you shouldn't have that problem.
And you'll have more time if the door is shut.
There you go.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah, figure out your egress systems. But, yeah, keep your tree away from exits. Some people don't use the front door, so we just put it there. That's an exit, mm-hmm. even though you don't use it all the time.
And one thing, I'm going to go a step further than all the stuff we've talked about. Do fire drills with your family on a regular basis.
Exactly.
That's not something just for Fire Prevention Week.
Operation Edith. It's exit drills in the home. We have our kids in school. We do it once a year, and it's like we go through the motions, and the kids do us a new cool drawing. But does the parents, are they impressed by that? Yeah, that's a pretty good drawing, kiddo. Do you practice it?
No.
And go around your house, especially during the holidays, because I know a lot of people have gifts for everybody. They pack them around that tree, and they stuff up, and they get in front of exits. They don't think about what could happen if.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have the issues. And that's why, I don't want to get paged out on a holiday. But that's part of my job. We have to do that.
We don't want somebody's holiday to be ruined and maybe their life to be ended because of not paying attention.
Right. And it's a sad day when you would have to go to a fire fatality and try to explain that to the family. Here's what happened.
And you've had that.
Oh, yes. We've had a fire fatality in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, from listeners out there, I don't want to go to those. But we have to do it. Somebody's got to do it. And it's mm-hmm. not something. And 90% of the time, it's preventable.
There you go. Ken Hulls, thanks for coming in this morning. Ken Hulls, the Sibley Fire Chief. We've been talking about holiday fire hazards, beginning with the turkey fryers. Use common sense in all of the stuff this holiday season, and you'll go a long ways toward preventing problems. Ken, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Ken Hulls, Sibley Fire Chief, will be back after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town on Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM.